B-Pod Studios.
Sub. Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mariota, Humphreys. By the way, Troy, over the last handful of minutes, we've lost a viewer.
Oh, yeah?
Tom Brady just tweeted during this game, I'm turning off this game. I can't watch these ridiculous penalties anymore.
Well,
stay with us, Tom. Come on.
Yeah, please. And now, hey, when Tom Brady speaks, there's a whole lot of people that listen. Maybe this will change things. We'll all be thanking Tom Brady.
Yes.
Thursday night football last night, Tom Brady checked out, said he wasn't going to watch anymore. Had enough of the penalties and the officiating in the game. Unlike him to tweet that out last night. You don't typically get a tweet like that from him.
I was shocked because I tweeted the exact same thing at the same time because it was on the late hit.
Right, that's what you expect to see from Zoe.
It was the roughing the passer. I'm like, and it went right at NFL officiating. You're like, you're ruining the game. You really are.
I expect to see that from Tom Brady.
Well, the big one, too, and he's not oblivious to it. Like, Denver blows that game because Chicago steals one off that awful one on Chubb. That got called, Bradley Chubb, not Nick Chubb, the running back.
Right.
Bradley Chubb got called for roughing the passer on a bogus call. And, I mean, is this really in direct reaction by officials to the amount of quarterbacks getting injured? Because Roethlisberger wasn't contact. Drew Brees didn't get drilled. He threw his hand off someone's hand. Like, those are freak things. This isn't people picking quarterbacks up and driving them into the ground and separating and blowing out shoulders.
No, but it could be that the league wants to make sure they protect these quarterbacks because they can't afford to lose anymore.
Last night.
Right?
I mean, and I tried to. I tried watching that game, and I stuck with it. I did.
Let me just talk about this, though. That game isn't bad because of the officials. That game is bad because the game is bad.
And I told you this. During the joint practices.
The officials don't help, but the game is bad.
I talked to a lot of people with the Patriots and a lot of people with the Saints, I mean, with Tennessee, with the Titans, that felt during that week of joint practices that Marcus Mariota was the fifth best quarterback on the field. It was Brady, Hoyer, Stidham, Tannehill, in that order, ahead of Mariota and how he played and how he looks. He looks, and Bert tweeted this last night, like, he looks lost.
Raekwon McMillan had these comments about Sunday's game in Miami. Raekwon McMillan told Barry Jackson, sports reporter down in Florida, that when he hit Tom Brady on Sunday, a perfectly legal hit, the referee told him, quote, stay off Tom. That's according to Raekwon McMillan.
I can believe that.
Yes.
I got 20 years.
If you know what I think is ridiculous? Is that this player gives no, or maybe he did,
no context,
and the reporter gives no context. So I don't want to put it on the player. It could be the reporter's fault, too.
Did you hit Brady? And there were two times, and you could even hear me during the game at the end. Like, why is he in there? Because he got lifted up and dropped on his shoulder. Now, if that referee, who was Bill Vinovich at the time, thinks that you put extra weight into the hit on Tommy, hey, make sure you stay off him. Right,
come on,
time.
Get your ass up off him. Let's go. Come on, guys.
Can't throw the weight on him. Can't
drive
him in.
That's just a referee controlling things on the field.
Right.
You crybaby.
No, this wasn't.
Perfectly legal. You said get off the quarterback. Yeah, get off.
Now, this wasn't like when Brady swung his leg and Terrell Suggs is coming in and got thrown for 15 for almost trying to hit the leg. And you what do you call it, Olayed the guy?
You know? For all these defensive players like that cry. The defensive guys that cry about they're not allowed to hit the quarterbacks, which I get. You're not allowed to hit quarterbacks like you used to.
They let him get hit Sunday.
Can I tell them something? When you hit quarterbacks, when you go after a quarterback, it's the one position on the field where the guy is taking hits, where he's got no ability, or many times has no ability to see the hit or prepare for the hit.
To brace for that hit.
Where he's getting hit from behind, getting hit from the side, where he is not able to brace or is able to really take on the contact. Quit your crying. So you take the guy down and then you land on top of him where he's the most vulnerable player on the field.
And the guy that hit last
night. And after the play is over, the ref says, come on, get up, get off of him. And you're going to cry about it to a reporter and give no context.
But you got waxed 43
seconds. Cry, baby. You got blown out.
Yeah. So you're pissed.
I hated that tweet.
Yeah.
It's not surprising at all. I absolutely believe the ref said that. And he was not saying it about don't hit the quarterback in the course of play. It was about what goes on after the play. We're going to hear from Bill Belichick in Foxborough. He will speak in about 5 minutes. You will hear it live right here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bill Belichick is going to talk in Foxborough any minute now. When he does, we're going to go to him live. The room is full.
I see Paul Perillo.
I see Mike Reese in the front row. I see Ben Volen in the front row. I see a packed house is what I see. And we will join that press conference momentarily as soon as it is ready to happen. In Foxborough.
It's exciting.
It's very exciting. Oof. What do you think we get today? Which Bill do you think we get?
I think you get Friday Bill.
Normal, jovial Friday Bill.
Where he's going to try to keep it to Jets talk. He may answer a question or two regarding that. Say, hey,
oh,
guys.
Don't talk about the Jets. Just talk about the
I'm
Patriots.
Just telling you. Ask
the
what
Jets are so boring.
What are you gonna, oh, you know what?
I'm not saying don't talk football. Just don't talk about the Jets. Like, just talk about this team.
Well, then you're going to get a quick press conference.
Don't ask about the Jets. Just ask Patriots. Ask about the offensive line. That.
I want to hear about if he has any comment on Brady's tweet last night.
Brady, something. And I get that he will do his, like, Jets, you know, prop up the Jets and how good they are and well-coached team and how great Adam Gase is. He did that on Wednesday. So he's sort of gotten that thing out of the way. But don't waste our time asking questions about the Jets. Please don't do that. Please. If you're not going to ask Antonio Brown questions, at least keep the questions to the Patriots. Something that might be...
Well, the assistant coaches are speaking today.
Yeah.
And they're all asking Antonio Brown questions to them.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
But like Dante Scarnecchia, I saw, was talking about the offensive line.
Scarnecchia was asked about Antonio Brown. He says, I don't care. I coach the offensive line.
Good answer.
Well, who's his positional coach? Joe Judge, right?
And that's the right answer for him.
Joe Judge says he's been a pleasure to work with.
Okay.
At least Joe Judge is his coach, and that makes sense to be asking Joe Judge. Dante Scarnecchia, not my problem.
See, Judge has worked
with
him the most.
I work with the big guys up front. Yeah. That's my job.
Judge has been with him the most. He's held his hand for basically 2 weeks, long into the night.
Dante, I don't give a bleep. Wouldn't you love to give him the truth, Sarah?
You know what this Antonio Brown thing is done, too?
Flying bleep about that situation.
I
got guys to coach up front that got here like 6 hours ago, and I'm trying to.
I got no tackles.
I'm trying to teach them how to block.
Where's Newhouse going? Is he right or left?
Newhouse is going to play tackle again this weekend.
He's playing left.
I need to teach this kid how to play.
Bill
for this weekend.
Complimentary with these guys. Just their ability to just weather the storm. He goes, you got guys coming in, didn't know they're going to play a single snap. They end up playing 70 snaps in that heat and playing the edge. Yeah, it's tough. Tough going out there for those guys. So I think he was pleased for the most part.
I need to make sure Marshall Newhouse knows the offense. Right. I don't have time for this.
They threw him out there blind last week.
I don't care. You know, Scarnecchia, I don't even have time for you. Why am I talking to you right now? Why are we doing this?
I would assume they feel comfortable with the game plan if Brady has time to watch and tweet about the game last night, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what do you expect? Every single minute of every single day is spent on the game plan in the game? Come on.
From him? Yeah.
Well, I mean,
he's absorbing some Thursday night football.
Although, no, from Tom versus Time, he looks ahead in the schedule and does all that stuff. So we know he does different things.
Do you think every single minute of every single day in Tom Brady's life, each week during the season, is spent on that week's game?
Jim does.
Come on.
Oh, how much is, though?
I don't know, Jim. How much is
okay?
Jim?
Let's say 70% of his wake of the
See,
hours
Antonio
he is
Brown's
awake.
Making you snap too.
Let's say 70.
No, he's not.
Let's say that 70%.
Play Sunday.
Let's say 70% of his time is spent on work and preparation for that week's game. That still leaves him with 30% of his time for something else.
Listen to,
and he enjoys football like the rest of us, even though he's the best at it in the world.
Maybe his wife has some new songs out on the ukulele that he sits there and listens to and digests.
I just love that he
you line your shoes up, front entry.
Like he has time to do that as his sort of his relaxing kickback.
Right.
Like he's not getting forced into watching a show on demand or something on Netflix or anything. You know what I mean? Right?
Never know.
That's what I want to know. Like, how did he find that
time? Can he get fined for that, in all seriousness?
I think technically he could, but you know, in
no, because
practically
he didn't direct
speaking,
it.
He will not.
He's not going to get fined because he didn't direct it at a single call or bitch after immediately after the game in his post game.
Criticizing
social media.
League officials, I think technically they could get him on that, but they won't.
Right. The big one there was let us play. You know, like you said, 70% up on holding calls from a year ago. That's ridiculous through 3 weeks.
Hey, they said this was going to be an emphasis. Why the hell you'd want that to be an emphasis, I don't
just
know.
Stop the game.
If you're the head referee the Sunday, though, you get Brady gets his clock cleaned on one of these plays. There you go, Tom. We're letting you play. There you go, Tom. Just walk by and mention it without being noticed by the crowd.
And that's why it's so rare to get that tweet from him. There is nothing to gain from that tweet for him or his team.
Nope.
Nothing.
He's late, huh?
Maybe he wants the Jets to blitz this weekend. Maybe that's the whole
Antonio Brown's social media style is rubbing off on Tom Brady.
Maybe
that's what it is.
Maybe Antonio took his phone.
It was written in understandable, well-structured sentences. So that can't be.
Yeah. Oh, that was Eric Lochte.
Ryan Lochte.
Aaron Lochte, wasn't it?
Ryan.
Oh.
Jim had it right. Bill's late. What do you think he's doing?
Come on. Get something to eat. Nachos. They have a nice nacho bar down there.
Is that right?
He loves nachos. Like, he loves snacking on, biting the chips. Just the ends of them. You know what he does?
Artie, are they super nachos, do you think?
Artie, do you know, as we'll talk to Lorraine later, because it is football Friday, he likes to get the triangular ones, and he bites the triangle.
Oh, today's the fast food day, right? Where they eat all
Fat Fridays.
Fat Friday.
Fat Friday. Mmm. I wonder if they still do Bob the Chef. A little soul food.
So they did Chick-fil-A a couple weeks ago. People went nuts.
I bet. Mm. You think they brought those big ketchup packets they get? You could peel it back and just dip it in.
You like those?
I do.
Here we are. Bill Belichick in Foxborough.
Big Friday crowd, huh? All right. Well, we're definitely plugging away this week. With the Jets, this is... I think a big challenge for us, obviously, Coach Gase has done a great job of game planning against us in the 3 years here at Miami and, caused us a lot of problems. So, I have a ton of respect for him, the job that he does, and the problems that he presents. Coach Williams also does a great job. It's a very aggressive defense. They have a lot of good players. They're a very physical group. They put a lot of pressure on you. So, we'll have to deal with that. And, Coach Boyer in the kicking game. Same thing. They're a group that has good speed. They have good size. They play very aggressively. Good schemes. They do a lot of things that, in terms of the overall scheme, that can cause you problems. So, we've had a lot to prepare for this week. Finish up our situational stuff, preparations, and be ready to go on that. No, there are questions about Antonio. We take all the situations with our team very seriously, and there are some things that we're looking into, but I'm not going to have any comment on any of the off-the-field situations or questions on that. So anything on football, happy to answer.
You will raise hands. I'll call on you, and we'll get started. Henry McKinnon?
As far as your work with Antonio in football, do the off-field accusations, allegations complicate your ability to coach him, your feelings about him personally?
Yeah, when we work on football, we work on football.
Coach, can you just talk a little bit about Antonio Brown's role this weekend?
No, I'm not going to get into that. We're going to do what's best for the team like we always do.
You always say you want what's best for the team. So how do you weigh with your players their performance on the field with their behavior off the field and what's best for the team overall?
Yeah, well, it's a big picture question. We answer it the best we can. There's no set formula.
How important is the behavior off the field?
Everything's important.
Phil Perry?
Bill, do you expect to have Antonio available to you on Sunday?
He's on our roster.
Brian Burnett.
Bill, another headline today focusing on Antonio Brown. Does any of this at all affect his status with the team?
Yeah, I think I've already addressed this, so we're going to get ready for the Jets here. Happy to answer any football questions, but the rest of it, I'm done with the rest of it.
Jerry, but is there ever a point where some off-field stuff is enough? Okay.
I'm good. Okay. Thank you. Well, here we have another question.
I said a non-Antonio Brown.
Blow it. And Bill Belichick has walked off and ended his press conference.
Bill handled himself extremely well today. It wasn't blunt. I mean, he addressed the Antonio Browns. He said, we take everything serious, and we are actually looking into things. He said, I'm not going to take any more questions on it. He actually did take, and I thought the lady asked a nice one. Like, how does it affect your preparation in this? He goes, well, it's, you take everything. That counts, kind of a big picture thing. And then somebody, bad one by Byron there, though.
I don't think it was a good question.
And that's the one that sent him.
When Bill said, I already addressed that specific question, he already had. He had answered the question.
Now you're here to waste everybody's time. Right.
I don't think Bill needed to walk off, though. Why does he need to walk off there?
Because he felt there weren't going to be any questions that weren't Antonio Brown related, and he said everything he had to say about Antonio Brown, so he left. No, he didn't have to. He could stand up there. He could have stood up there saying the same thing over and over again, which is, you know, we're looking into it. He's on the roster. When we work on football, we work on football. Everything's important. So he could.
He gave you more this week than last week.
Say some. He did. He could say some version of all those four things over and over again. But I think after the third question was still about Antonio Brown, when he said he wasn't going to talk about Antonio Brown, he left.
Was that Giardi?
I don't know who the last one was.
Yeah, Giardi had the after Barnett.
Yep. And then somebody said something. It was still talking about Antonio Brown when Belichick was walking away from the podium. What was that he was saying?
I think Barnett said, I have a football question, too. I thought somebody said, I have a football question, too.
That's not
that was Byron.
That not Antonio Brown? We could
Byron
listen, we could listen
the
back to
football one in first and then came back with the... Byron was better last week.
Yeah, Byron not at his best today. He's the people's champ, but not today.
Sometimes a champ gets knocked out.
Yeah, that question. I mean, that was not a great...
Brian Burnett. Bill, another headline today focusing on Antonio Brown. Does any of this at all affect his status with the team?
Yeah, I think I've already addressed this, so...
He sort of did.
Get ready for the Jets here. Happy to answer any football questions, but the rest of it, I'm done with the rest of it.
Jerry, but is there ever a point where some off-field stuff is enough?
Okay.
Is enough
too much? Yeah. I'm good. Okay. Thank you. Well,
so it's Giardi. Giardi was the follow-up where he asks about with the off-field stuff. Does it get to a point where enough is enough? That's Mike Giardi, NFL Network.
Oh, I think you'll know from that guy when enough gets enough. I don't think Bill has a barometer or says, "Okay, that's enough."
It's as if he wasn't listening.
Bill deals with every single individual differently.
Can we go back to what his opening statement was? I think that was important.
Sure.
When he talked about looking into things.
Yes.
I think that's what's actually relevant here and what's important, what Bill Belichick said to start his press conference before we focus on what was going on there at the end. But Bill Belichick, for the second time in as many weeks, leaves the podium after fielding a handful of questions. Not wanting to talk about Antonio Brown.
Finish up our situational stuff, preparations, and, be ready to go on that. There are questions about Antonio. We take all the situations with our team very seriously, and there are some things that we're looking into, but I'm not going to have any comment on any of the off-the-field situations or questions on that. So I think on football, happy to answer.
They're looking into.
He wasn't happy to answer everything on football.
Coach, can you just talk a little bit about Antonio Brown's role this weekend?
No, I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah, well, that's game plan related.
I know, it's great. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? We're going to put him in a slot. If you're Mike Tomlin, we are going to start the receiver in a slot. He will be in motion on the first plays. I will have our 10 scripted plays available to the remaining media as soon as Steeler practice has ended. We are trying to mix in 4 runs in the first 10. Yeah. I don't usually get that. He said it last week. I might give you the game plan. No, I'm not going to give you that.
Did Bill Belichick think these press conferences would go differently with Antonio Brown on his team?
No, I think he totally expects it.
No.
Okay. Well, as long as you knew that they were going to go like this,
yeah,
because this is what you should expect when you bring a guy like this onto your team.
We expect these.
Well, waking up, going to bed last night, he didn't expect this. Waking up this morning with that story popping, yes, he probably expected.
Well, maybe not, you know, going to bed last night, but he should expect more of these throughout the season is my point.
Every day you wake up, you're going to have to check your phone or check your...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. And we knew that yesterday. We knew that, you know, and you know there's a chance of that all the time. You know that next Wednesday, there's a chance that Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, there's a chance that another story on Antonio Brown breaks that you'll be waking up on Wednesday, Bill, having to answer for. Or the same thing could happen a week from now, Thursday night into Friday morning, that you got to talk about. And you're going to worry, and you're going to answer these same questions about his availability, and is the league going to step in, and what's going to happen next with Antonio Brown? That's the kind of baggage the player comes with. He's got a lot of it. Let's do Read and React.
Is it hot?
We need the distraction.
No.
Yes. Yes, Bill. We're doing Read and React. The same way you walked off the podium, we're going to walk away from this topic for a moment and get to Read and React next.
It's time to read.
I touched it. Yep. Swollen.
And react.
We're talking about contraception for seals.
With Solak and Bertrand. Oh! On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Seal contraception. Eat the pill, Seal.
Let's read and react.
Eat the pill,
all right,
Seal,
there we go.
Shall
right
we?
Read and react.
Read. Spaghetti or sauce?
React.
Yeah, what do you call it in your house? You call it spaghetti or you call it sauce?
Ragu. The big ragu.
The cold.
We actually had taste. We actually used spaghetti last night.
You sauce. Used spaghetti last night?
Yeah, we made spaghetti sauce with the ziti.
Oh, that's terrific.
It's easy for the kids.
The Colts host the Falcons on Sunday.
Mm.
Adam Vinatieri will be the kicker for Indy. We all thought he was going to retire on Monday.
They convinced him.
They
retire
shamed him.
Yeah. Reporters asked him about the retirement rumors this week. Here's what Vinatieri said.
Hey, Adam, when you made that comment to us as you left, what was going through your mind at the time when you said that?
Let's not read into stuff. First and foremost, because yeah. I think ultimately, I'll apologize. I didn't talk to you there at the time. I just need a little extra time. But for me, saying I'll see you guys tomorrow meant I want some time to clear my mind, and then I'll be happy to talk to you guys. So all the nasty, crazy, little funny rumors that we like to spread had nothing to do with any of that stuff. I just need a little extra time.
Can you share when you talked to Frank yesterday, what went on?
No.
Can you share?
No. Private conversations are private conversations.
Is that a nasty, crazy rumor for a guy of his age who was kind of on the fence about playing again and got brought back on a one-year deal, would have retired after missing a couple of extra points and not having a good season so far? Is that a crazy, nasty, insane rumor?
He's never really been in that spot to where this is how you handle it. This is how you know you handle it, you know, where I need some time. I can't speak in the post game because I might say something I don't want to say. And then I think he's earned that. You know, the right to sit back. You know what? I just got to let – I got to think some things out.
I'm surprised by his reaction to it.
Yeah, like what
– That's
what
out of character
rumor.
For him. Isn't it?
If you're not going to talk and say, guys, on my off day, I will speak tomorrow. You'll hear from me tomorrow. That's weird.
How dare you insinuate that I was going to retire?
We talked about retirement with him.
I'm just really surprised to hear him talk that way. That's not like him at all.
Pissy pants.
Right? Whoa. So you know him way better than us.
Yes, we talked about the Super Bowl. We joked about retirement. He did.
And he has said that He's not going to play anywhere else. He's been saying that for years. It's the Colts or going home and retiring.
I think you go back, you get on a plane. He thinks about it. He knows it's a commitment. You know, they're depending on him. And he's going to give it his best. And it might not be perfect. And that's what he had to come to grips with. Like, I might not be great this year, but I'm gonna play.
Breathe. Back it up, Sharice. React.
Well, we have a battle between the 0-2 Broncos and the 2-0 Packers. Denver tackle Garrett Bowles had four.
Oh, he's the kid that lifted the baby up.
What, like
Lion King?
He had
a baby at the draft. Remember? Jim, Bowles is the kid that lifted the baby up.
Yeah, Lion King.
Yeah, Lion King, baby.
All right. Well, he had four holding penalties last week.
You hold the baby.
John Elway.
The baby. Squeeze the baby, shake the baby.
Talked about it on the radio this week. Is this like a John Elway show? Seems like I remember him having his own show.
It's with the play-by-play guy.
Okay.
It's got to stop.
Oh, this is good. Yeah, one of these guys who has a show that calls in for his own show. That's nice.
It's got to stop, period. I mean, there's no more excuses for it. And, you know, he's had 26 holding penalties the last two years and two games. And so it's got to stop. And the bottom line is if he thinks he's getting singled out, he is. And so he's got to understand that. He's got to understand what he's doing. And that was my question yesterday. Does he know what holding is?
Here's what I do if I'm him, and I'm watching clips of Garrett Bowles here.
Do you know what holding
is? Garrett Bowles has an orange jersey on, but he wears these big white sleeves all the way up his arms like Devin McCourty. When you're grabbing guys and you're the end guy on the outside, guess what the ref on the end's going to see? That bright white sleeve. And is it outside the jersey?
Orange sleeves on.
Just keep your skin out there, you know, with maybe some dark gloves so you kind of hide it.
Level of bitching this week in the NFL is an all-time high. Vinatieri, Elway.
It's the Antonio Brown.
Belichick. Jalen Ramsey.
It's getting everybody.
All the Dolphins.
It's league-wide.
Three.
Mike.
Yes, Ramsey.
Mike.
React. Okay, so I'm sitting there getting ready for our show today, and I talked to Jimmy, the intern. Says he went to the Mike Yastrzemski game yesterday. What happened, Jimmy? He dropped what? A pop-up hit right to him, didn't he? Just dropped it. It's a special week.
Oh. All right, Panthers play in Arizona. Speaking of guys who are irked this week, Ron Rivera, not happy with all the Cam Newton questions at his presser yesterday.
Would you think Cam would travel in either event, or would that be decided tomorrow?
See, you guys want to watch, sit there and watch, so you'll have to wait and see. I'm not going to talk about it anymore, guys. I mean, let's talk about Arizona. I mean, I haven't really talked about Arizona, you know, so it'd be good to answer those kind of questions.
Cam, though.
I know it's about Cam, but I don't know anymore until tomorrow. So let's just, you know, let's talk about Arizona. If not, there's no reason for me to stand here.
You felt before the opener you were 100% confident he was going to be ready to go. Where are you on that level now?
I just asked you to ask me questions about somebody else. I'm not going to do this anymore, okay? I told you, I won't know anything until tomorrow, okay? Thank you.
Coach is starting to go crazy. Did say it four times. Like, I haven't talked about anything else other than this player.
I understand that, Coach, but nobody wants to talk about Arizona.
Right.
Okay.
He's a good defensive coach. How you defend Kyler Murray? What do you say in Kyler Murray? Come on. Give me something.
We literally couldn't name. All right. Can you just name a few players for us then? Because we don't know anything about him. Jim says you can hear his key card at the end of the clip, too. Hold on a second. I just want to. As he's walking out the door.
I told you, I won't know anything until tomorrow. Okay?
Is it before that, Jim?
Questions about somebody else. I'm not going to do this anymore, okay? I told you, I won't know anything.
All right, we all here? Ready?
We're all here.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Hello? Okay.
Yes.
All right. I feel like I'm by myself here.
No.
It's just your top on.
Oh, hey.
I can't hear you.
React.
All right, we heard from Washington State head coach Mike Leach a couple of weeks ago talking about Area 51. This week he was asked,
oh, this is perfect.
Who would win a battle of the Pac-12 mascots? Someone actually asked him, and he actually answered.
The bear.
Wait, was it open-ended?
Kind of myth.
Hold on. Open-ended, just.
What kind of mythical powers does a Sun Devil have?
I don't know.
It's a good question.
He wasn't asked about specific teams, right? Just all of the Pac-12 mascots?
Yeah, he mentions almost all of them.
Did you see him dancing? Did you see him dancing last week in the locker room? Like the team was going, they're jumping around him, and he just stood there, and he just gave him a little this, and then they went nuts. Yeah.
First of all, what kind of mythical powers does a Sun Devil have? We got to consider that.
Sure.
I'm going to say the Wildcat's out.
Right.
Good call so far. I agree with both of these.
The Trojan, does he have a horse or is he on foot? Does he have a bow and arrow or just his sword? Bruin, definitely formidable.
Yep.
I agree with everything he said so far.
But if you come in on a Trojan,
horse, is not going to be without the horse.
No. The big one, though, when you had the Trojan, they had that big freaking Trojan horse, like three stories high. Talking about them big ones.
Well, the actual USC Trojan mascot is just a guy running up and down the sideline.
But if you're considering the full powers of the Trojan, has its horse.
Another bear up there at Cal. The tree, I imagine that tree's going to get chopped down.
That's right.
Unless we're going to go with a bird and somebody might get pecked or something. I don't know. The duck might lose interest and just fly away and get out of there, which may be good advice under the circumstances. The husky, no chance. The beaver, we'll see how long that beaver can hold his breath. The ute, again, we're back to, is he on horseback? Does he have a bow and arrow? Did he trade for a rifle?
Because
if that ute's got a rifle, there's some definite problems. You know, you'd have to get one of those Harry Potter activists to read up on how you kill a sun devil, because there's a lot of outside stuff there. Just as far as a beast alone, a buffalo's going to be pretty hard to tangle with. A buffalo's utterly outstanding.
The fact this guy knows every single mascot is impressive. My kid can go play for him any day.
I would say the Sun Devil would probably... I don't even know what exactly a Sun Devil is, but...
Nobody does. That's why the mythical powers of the Sun Devil.
It's a devil from the sun.
Like, that's badass.
I'd say there's no way of defeating that.
Did you ever see the Sun
Devil?
As
any of those other things. Yeah, I know the mascot.
No, but he carries that specter with him. Like, what's the powers of the specter? Like,
a specter?
Whoosh. You know, can you zap sun rays like when it
tried
Indiana Jones
scepter?
No, when Indiana Jones went, he held that scepter, and that sun came to hit the top of it, that sphere, and then it cast a sunbeam to where the Ark of the Covenant would be buried, and that's how he found it.
Right,
badass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that thing, like, shoots the power of the sun.
Look at that scepter.
You're smoked every time.
It's a trident.
Is he going fishing?
It's a trident.
All of a sudden, he's Tom Hanks from that movie, that shipwreck movie.
No, that was a spear. That's a trident.
So you're saying he's more like one of the mythical ocean creatures, it would be.
I'm saying the Sun Devil is holding a trident. That's all I'm saying. I'm not making
any
other connection.
Who's Ariel's dad? The dad from the... Little Mermaid.
Is it Cliff?
No.
Carl?
No. Got the big beard. Trident or something. The hell's his name? The sea god.
John?
Ariel. From the Little Mermaid. Jim?
You're Neptune? It says
Neptune. Good job, Jim.
I'm going by Jimmy's. So I don't know.
Nice.
There you go.
TV says Poseidon.
Poseidon!
Gonna be hard to beat the Sun Devil.
Let me ask you one thing.
I mean, all those other creatures are...
Just one subcategory here. Buffalo versus bear.
Big bear.
Oh, bear.
Big bear.
Buffalo has mobility problems. Bear can run circles around the buffalo.
But how much is a big buffalo weigh? Big buffalo is going to outweigh that bear by
But once that bear gets the buffalo off its feet, knocks him over, game over.
It's just
buffalo not nimble like a bear.
Two of you are going to tangle.
The bear is nimble.
Two of you are going to tangle. Who runs away first? I bet the bear runs off before the buffalo does.
Do you go quack?
Disagree.
Can you say quack?
Disagree. That bear is not backing down.
Can a buffalo say quack?
Three.
Jesus Christ, Bert.
React.
The better part of that clip is Zoe.
When are you going to stop?
The better part is...
Is it that funny?
Jesus Christ, Bert.
My God.
Phil Perry's going to join us coming up in the noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. That is on the way just minutes from now. That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
617-779-0985. Phil Perry's going to be with us coming up in probably about 10 minutes. Running a few minutes behind due to the press conference that he was covering.
That lasted so long.
Yeah. The abbreviated press conference in Foxborough.
That's tough getting out of there.
Abbreviated
press conference. Day like
today. Yeah. Bill didn't stay for long today. Mm. He got Antonio Brown questions, and for that he just walked away. Walked away from the press conference. He doesn't like Antonio Brown questions, so he didn't stay. Too much for him to handle. No, no. Can't do that. He had to leave. I don't know why he had to leave. There's no one better at not answering questions than Bill.
More film, man.
No one's better than that. Gase. No one's better than him at not answering the questions.
You didn't hear how good Gase has been last 3 years game plan against them? Come on.
Like, no one is better at just stopping the questions and not answering them. Isn't he the best at it? Isn't he the best guy possible for that job?
Well, I don't know if it's much of a skill, but yes, he's consistent and good at it.
Yeah, he just sits there and he doesn't answer them.
We have an update. AB is at practice.
Were we expecting him to not be at practice
today?
Some people.
Not based on what Bill just said.
He's on the roster, guys.
They're looking into
things.
What's
a set list, Reese?
What do you think?
It's good for the people that are just tuning in, though.
Come on,
When it's the looking into things, what do you think that involves? Looking into things, as Bill Belichick said.
You probably sat him down.
That was the most shocking thing he said at the press conference.
Looking into things.
I think he sat him down and said, okay, explain it. And if it was...
Oh, I don't think take it as that at all. I think it's like they're investigating something.
Sure.
Oh, well.
I think they have people.
Jesus. Sleep easy tonight. The crack team of investigators are on the case.
They know if I slide
to that, aren't they? Little late to start investigating now.
They know when I slide in the improper door down there.
It's a football team.
They literally let everybody else beat them to it. They let Robert Klemko beat them to that job.
Hey, Zoe.
They know everything that's going on.
Zoe, you got in through the gate down by the lighthouse today, huh? Oh, all right. Good to know. Yeah. They know which gate you come in, okay?
Oh, so they got surveillance cameras.
Oh, so you think they're good at this?
Oh, yeah.
You think the Patriots are good at this?
Yeah.
Good at what, exactly?
Knowing everything.
Yeah. Oh, so they knew about all this and signed him anyway. They knew that lawsuit was coming down last Tuesday?
That Wednesday he was going to get in this text exchange with the former artist.
Well, what did they know?
I think they know enough.
What do they know?
They probably know enough that there's issues there.
Listen. I don't think the Patriots, and I don't think they're alone in this.
The player and his talent supersedes all of the issues.
I don't think they know a damn thing. I don't think they know a damn thing, because if they did, they wouldn't have signed this guy, and they wouldn't have put himself through this stuff, and they would have known about a bunch of other bad stuff that's going on with their team and their players. I don't think that this is any day, or has there been a day in the recent past where you'd say, oh, the Patriots know what's going on. They're following these guys 24/7. They're keeping close tabs, especially the guys who might be a problem. Why does he even have access to his cell phone? Why are you even allowing this guy to go on social media? Why are you even allowing him to engage with his accusers?
Should that have been in the contract?
They know.
Should social media have been in the contract as a ban?
He probably wouldn't have signed it. He probably wouldn't have agreed to it.
It's a good question. Yeah.
I mean, plenty of...
It's probably illegal. Or against NFL policy, right?
Put it in a contract.
The new CBA.
Put it in the contract.
I mean, nowadays
there's a
with these
policy
guys
that says players must be allowed to use social media.
You take away rights of people at some point, right?
Of your promotion.
It's a social media clause.
What's the right to use social media? There's a right there?
Right.
What right?
To speak.
I didn't say don't speak. You could speak to the media. You could speak in the locker room.
Well, we're saying, Jim, kneel on the sideline. During the anthem.
Off social media as a policy, a team policy that we are instituting for you, because you go home and we're worried that you could become unhinged on social media. We don't want you on there. We want you to stay off of that. They could have done that. Should they have done something like that?
Probably.
Not to say that this was through social media, but it just relates to Hardy saying, you know, with the cell phone thing. He has been on social media. He's been doing live videos. He pops on for a minute and then is gone, and the videos disappear. But that's what he does. He comes on social media multiple times a day for a live video for a minute. He'll come on in his car, typically.
God.
The other day, he was singing a rap song, Nipsey Hussle. He was rapping along with Nipsey Hussle while he was driving. I didn't see this particular
driving
one.
Or not driving in that one.
They were showing.
Well, it could be flipped. Sometimes they flip
that's right.
Yeah. But Zoe, I know you're trying to pay the team a compliment.
This one's from this morning. Okay.
I know you're trying to pay them a compliment by saying they know what's going on and they've got to. I think
they
it
do
does,
their best to know.
Okay.
What's going on.
I think it does them a disservice to say they know everything that's going on, because if they did, then they knowingly entered into a contract with this guy with all this crap that's come out and all the crap that's going to come out, and they just didn't care. So I think by saying they know and they're on top of all this, it actually puts them in a bad light. I would rather operate under the belief that they didn't know all this stuff.
Right.
If you want to pay him a compliment,
no, they had no idea
this guy was a psycho.
Yeah, he's attached to it.
He's out there sending these vague texts with the person on the text chain, posting pictures of her kids, talking about how broke she is, saying how we got to get to the bottom of it. That they knew this the kind of guy he was, that he was capable of, that he had all these balls up in the air. I don't think that puts them in a good light.
We have a board full of calls here. Yeah,
we're gonna get to them, but real quick.
No. Let's do this.
Okay, what?
We got to get to the headlines with Hardy, and Phil's going to be with us in a couple of minutes. But this call at the top of our board requires our attention, gentlemen. Do you see it?
Yes.
Bob in Nevada. Bob, what do you got for us, buddy?
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing today?
Good. Doing well.
Now let me answer a question. Bill wasn't being rude. He had to take off to Rachel because he wants to be with the rest of the aliens. Now, you know, in the news, the Navy came out and said those spotted aircrafts were UFOs.
They didn't call them that.
They renamed them
unidentified aerial phenomena.
Okay. They're going to allow the aliens to leave today. All the aliens going to leave Area 51 and Rachel. That's where it's at, in Rachel, Nevada, a small town of 50 people.
So it says, okay.
And, I'm telling you now, dude. Zoe and Beetle.
My daughter wanted to go out.
Hold on. This guy's got information.
No, I know. Go ahead.
Yeah, go on.
Rachel.
And I'm telling you right now, Guy Fieri is going to be up there. Taco Bell's going to give tacos away.
That's big.
I'm telling you, it's 3 hours from my house. I live in Pahrump. I called you guys before about the brothels here.
Okay.
I don't even care about the brothels.
Real quick. Hold on.
Well, you should start driving.
Hold on. So you're 3 hours away. Have you seen things?
He hang up? I didn't hang up on him. I think he got disconnected.
Who disconnected him?
So today's the day.
And he dropped
big...
really fast. Did you see how fast it disappeared off the screen?
I'm fully
like a normal hang up.
I'm fully entertained today because today is supposed to be a storm the fourth day. Today is supposed to be storm the fourth day.
They're listening.
At Area 51.
They're listening.
The United States government has said we are ready. We're ready for them. I want to see some nuts get on some bikes or motorcycles or quads or whatever they need and try and storm over one of those mountains, because it's going to be an entertaining day out there. Come on. Come on the property.
Rachel has a population of 54 people.
Mm. Is that where the aliens are?
It's surrounded by ghost towns in the desert. It has only 4 businesses in its city limits.
Well, you get a bank, you get a haircut, you get a hardware store. What's the other one? What's the other business? Food.
There's a place that has lodging and food.
Mm.
It has one inn. It's booked solid. It has 14 rooms. Camping space is now the last available option.
Nice.
Rachel's only gas station closed in 2006.
Mm.
The closest gas station is 50 miles away in Alamo. You're 50 miles to the nearest gas station in Rachel. Even 1,000 visitors to the area could put a strain on emergency services, the county sheriff told CNN last month. Phil Perry is going to join us coming up next. Maybe we'll get his take on aliens sometime within the hour. That's on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.